This episode of Add to Cart is brought to you by Maker's Mark. You may not know that Maker's Mark's co-founder, Margie Samuels, was a designer and genius behind the original label. It's Women's History Month, so I'd like to shout out another incredible woman I aspire to, a woman who knows how to let her hair loose and take charge. The one and only Jessica St. Clair, who co-hosts The Deep Dive, also here on the Lemonada Network. I'm so honored to be a part of a community of strong women and want to pass it on. I got a fun, personalized label bottle from Maker's Mark. So cheers to you, Margie, and cheers to you, Jessica. This month, order a free label and let a spirited woman in your life know just how special she is to you. Head to makersmark.com/personalize. Maker's Mark makes their bourbon carefully, so please enjoy it that way. Maker's Mark Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 45% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2024 Maker's Mark Distillery Incorporated, Loretto, Kentucky. Friends, have you been feeling stretched thin lately? Out of touch with your loved ones, your purpose, yourself? It is not too late to learn how to slow down.
Let the New York Times bestselling author of Practicing the Way, John Mark Comer, show you how to adopt a new pace with the ruthless elimination of hurry, a roadmap to staying emotionally healthy and spiritually alive in the chaos of the modern world. Visit prh.com/JMC for more information.
Lemonada.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Add to Cart, a show about the things we buy and buy into and what it says about who we are. I am Kulap Vilaysack.
And I'm Sujan Pak. Today, we have just an icon,
yes.
A guest joining us. He has such a huge list of things he's added to cart. We have no time to spare, so let's get right into it.
All right, we have an incredible guest today. Maybe you know him from his big screen roles in Crazy Rich Asians, Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings, or maybe his many TV roles in Doogie Howser, Kamaloa, MD, and NBC's Young Rock, and Ronnie Chang, International Student. Definitely you know him from his role as the correspondent for The Daily Show or his amazing, hilarious Netflix special, Asian Comedian Destroys America. Please welcome to the show the many-threaded performer, writer, actor, comedian, Ronnie Chang!
Oh, wow.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You blew out the microphone with that one. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
We like to start off with asking our guests, like, what type of, like, shopper are they? And just from a brief kind of scan of the list you send us, tell me if I'm wrong. I feel like you're a man of technology and, dare I say, a retrosexual.
What? What is that?
Well, you're somebody who's...
So glad you asked.
Familiar with, like, an REI. Familiar with an outdoorsman.
No, I'm more of an EDC sexual. Yeah, I'm not so much an outdoors dude. I'm more of an everyday carry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, geek.
Okay.
So that's where
I am. So, all right. Okay, that makes more sense because when you said EDC, I thought you meant the Electric Daisy Chain, which is that raver world.
No.
And so then I was so confused.
No. Everyday carry. I'm all about the everyday carry stuff. I hardly get any of it, but I just like scrolling through it.
Okay. So, like, what sounds like you don't buy, you look more.
Over the last, I would say, maybe 8 years, I've kind of tried to live a more minimalist lifestyle, which is very much at odds with living in America. Because in America, yeah, it's actually very easy to accumulate things you don't want, things you don't need. Like, every week, someone's giving you a T-shirt for some dumb cause that you don't really believe in. Or like, I'm very lucky that people try to send me stuff. Oh, to celebrate the premiere of this and this, we'll send you our gift pack full of all this garbage that no one uses, you know, like movie branded crap that I don't want. And it accumulates, man. The whole house starts accumulating.
I know.
To the point now when people offer it to me, I just straight up say, like, I'm so sorry. I live a minimalist lifestyle. I will watch the movie. I will pay for the movie. But just don't send me any of this stuff, please. Because it's just too much. You know, at the Daily Show.
It's too much.
At the Daily Show, we have like a free pile that we have to like put all this crap on the free pile just for people to take. And people take it. I can't believe people take the crap I put on this free pile. Because in America, it's like, just having stuff is like a thing.
Yeah.
Like to say no to a gift in America is like crazy. Like why would you say no? Even if you don't need it, why would you say no to it? You know? And I don't know. I just bring a lot of no's. And so, that's a long way to answer your question about like, I scroll through it. I don't buy as much as an American consumerist should on a podcast about consumerism.
Is that something that you've always leaned toward, or is that something new, you've moved here and lived here full time?
I think since I was a kid, we always hated wasting anything, and that applied to food and anything else. And so part of not wasting is don't throw it away if it's still usable, even if you don't like it. And so that results in like my mom would like hoard all this stuff, and I didn't know it was hoarding until I kind of got older. And I was like, man, we're hoarding all this crap. Like it's okay. So like the cell phone, the mobile phone, as we call it in Asia, like the mobile phone might not be broken, but it's essentially obsolete. So we have to get rid of it. You know what I mean? Like just because it's not broken doesn't mean we have to hold on to these things, especially things like technology, which moves so quickly. So I don't know, just that hoarding mentality, I guess that's where it came from, that like idea of not wasting stuff. So because of that, we never throw anything away unless it was completely like destroyed or broken beyond repair. And because of that, we never threw anything away. And so I am very reluctant to bring new things into my life. You know, I think that's kind of where it came from.
Well, I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Suchin and I both moved our mothers into new homes, and it's just this constant battle of like, I mean, Suchin tried to throw something away.
Oh yeah, classic.
Came back
and it shows up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, is that the pillow I threw away in the garbage can two weeks ago? It was covered in pizza sauce and maybe a can of beans on top of it.
Yeah,
but here it is
on the couch,
back on your sofa. And I also, and I'm laughing because we get free stuff, obviously, too. And I look at my mother and she is a walking billboard of all the things that I have gotten for free. She's wearing the Naturium sweatshirt.
But
that is true. I mean, you know, I think a lot of immigrant households, you know, I saw this hilarious post of this woman who was like, oh, no, this is the eco life of a T-shirt. Yeah. You get a T-shirt, then, right, turns into a nightshirt, right?
Yeah,
then
it
turns into a dish rag.
Yeah. Sometimes it becomes straight into a nightshirt because it's just unwearable. Because the fit and the look and also, by the way, it's so funny, people go like it's an immigrant thing. My mom's not an immigrant.
Yeah.
That's
like
true.
She never left Asia. It's not an immigrant thing, man. This is just some Asian shit. They do that back home. It's not an immigrant, you know. It's like glorifying them. That is like glorifying, like, oh man, you guys came with nothing, and so you adopted a frugal mentality. Nah, man, this is you guys are just, you live that life for no reason.
You're ruining my fantasy because I always imagine my Korean relatives like living, you know what I mean, like K-pop. Yeah. Korean drama style, you know, just like polished and little Fendi bags and
maybe in Korea Korea is pretty high class, you know what I mean, like what Southeast Asians, like
Laos guys, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, in Malaysia,
different.
Singapore is a first world country, but you won't find people more cheapskate than those people, so there you go.
Let's get into your add to carts. First of all, straight away, you're Ronnie Hung Bao. Sir, I tried multiple times to purchase your Hung Bao. You printed it how many times this year? How many times did we print it?
Man, we printed it. My producer wife handles it now, so I don't actually know, but it was like at least like literally like five times. We had to go through five print runs.
And tell our the audience members who don't know what a Hung Bao is.
Oh, hongbao is a red envelope that you put money into when you give it to people, usually during Chinese New Year, but really during any special occasion, you can whip it out. And it's just kind of like an elegant way of not showing how much money you're giving someone. But I mean, all this talk about consumerism, like, man, money is still the best gift of all, I think. It's the most environmental, it's the most portable, it's the most flexible. Everybody loves it.
I love how yours is also, you guys, printed with Hope You Get Rich. So just in case some folks were wondering, Ronnie's version of the envelope was fantastic.
Wait a minute. So now I can buy it now? Hold on.
I think you can buy it now.
But hurry, Kulop. You better get on that. I don't know how many printings his wife can do.
So, I mean, the background to it was like I did a joke about that phrase, phrase, 恭喜发财, which you usually put on, not necessarily, but it's very much associated with Chinese New Year. And it's kind of loosely translated to Hope You Get Rich. And so we made a red packet that says that. And the designer is a great designer, ZZ Peng, based in New York City. He came up with a design that looks great. And then I found like a actual New York City Asian American owned printer to print it in New York City.
That's great.
And so that's why it cost so much money. Because we printed it in New York like idiots, and it cost like
it's premium
work.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's a exclusive premium product. And yes, you could, for the amount you buy, you could buy like 200 made in Asia. But you know what? Go buy that shit then. Go buy it. If that's what you want, then go buy that.
If that's how you view yourself, go buy that.
Yeah, go buy that.
Is that how you value? Yeah, that's the energy you want to bring into your new year. Be my guest. Be my guest. Koo, I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, but my brother's nickname for me is Shujin.
No.
He calls me Shujin because I cannot resist shoes. I have so many pairs of shoes. And it's not because I love shoes. It's because, as you know, I've got little bony, narrow, weird feet.
Bird feet. Yeah. That's
bird feet. And it's so hard for me to find comfortable shoes.
I get it. It's why when it comes to shoes, I think a lot of it is about the quality of how it's made that can make the biggest difference, which is why we are so happy here on the pod to take comfort with Born Shoes.
That's right. Born Shoes are comfortable for so many reasons, okay? First, they're made with the absolute best top quality soft leather, and the shoes have extra cushion for support. I just got a perfect pair of sandals for warmer weather. It's like in a sophisticated wine burgundy color. Mm. And this leather, it's so soft from the get-go, it feels like you've had this pair for years.
Go to bornshoes.com today for a 15% discount plus free ground shipping on all full-price shoes when you use our promo code ADDTOCART. That's promo code ADDTOCART for 15% off and free shipping, available exclusively to our listeners for just a limited time. This episode of Add to Cart is brought to you by Maker's Mark. You may not know that Maker's Mark co-founder Margie Samuels was the designer and genius behind the original label. And now, in honor of Women's History Month, Maker's Mark has partnered with the talented artist Gail Kabaker to hand-paint a beautiful label, which you can personalize with the name of a spirited woman you know, someone who makes an impact on you or in their community. In honor of this Women's History Month, I want to shout out an amazing woman I love and admire, my Leo Moon Capricorn Sun Scorpio Rising June Diane Raphael. She hosts the show, The Deep Dive, also here on the Lemonada Network. I'm honored to be a part of a community of strong women and want to pass it on. And as part of this Women's Month, I got a fun personalized label bottle from Maker's Mark. Cheers to you, Margie, and cheers to you, Junie. And you can join in on the fun. This month, order a free label and let a spirited woman in your life know just how special she is to you. Head to makersmark.com/personalize. Fill in the details and then shout out the woman you know who is making a difference. Maker's Mark makes their bourbon carefully, so please enjoy it that way. Maker's Mark Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 45% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2024 Maker's Mark Distillery Incorporated, Loretto, Kentucky.
When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Ronnie, what is this Bellroy wallet?
Oh, the Bellroy wallet. For the last, most of my adult life, I've realized that the smaller the wallet, the better. And a lot of that is also on myself to like keep the wallet empty. So I found this wallet that is this little leather pouch. It's really portable, and there's a zip on it, so you never have to worry that stuff is dropping out. You could put your keys in there, you can put coins in there, you could put cards, and you can put notes, obviously. And I gotta be honest, I haven't used coins in America since I moved here. So seven years, I haven't used a single coin, literally. Yeah. And so it's all just cards, and now it's on your phone now, so the wallet is getting smaller and smaller now. So just as a added bonus, the Bellroy wallet, leather wallet, happens to be made by a Melbourne company. So I feel some affiliation to that. I used to live in Melbourne, Australia, so they're like an Australian company. They've done really well for themselves. There are a lot of different designs. If you don't like a small zip pouch, they also have like normal wallets, but their whole gimmick is like a slim leather wallet. So
nice. It's beautiful, and the price is right. It's on sale, by the way, now, if you're listening. So, love that.
I love that.
Had to mention that, Koo.
Have to. We have to be ourselves, you guys, at all times. Now, I like the name Chubby's Shorts. I want to know more about Chubby's Shorts. Oh, they're swim trunks.
Yeah, they're swim trunks. They're just some guy just figured out that if you make shorts like 3 inches shorter, they just look cooler. Or they just look more vintage for some reason. I don't know what it is. People in the 50s or 60s, they just wore short shorts, and then it kind of got longer into the 90s, and then it's starting to go back up again.
I love this, guys. I just want all the men to hear this from me. You know what? Yeah. Everybody talks about ladies' legs. Let me be a lady talking about dudes' legs. All right?
Yeah.
Y'all deserve... Yeah. Some shine.
Yeah.
Well, and, it depends on the legs. Let's be honest. I love my husband, but we're going to go for a full coverage right down to the ankle in this house, you know?
It's not mine.
You never know.
The chicken legs.
No, you never know. You never know who can pull it off until you wear them. And I got to be honest, like the chubby short started off as like, 5-inch seams or something, or 4-inch seams. Man, I got it all the way down to like three, like the shortest one is like 3-inch seams or something. The shortest version.
Great.
And man,
and you're out.
You're
out in public.
Am I in public? Yo, sometimes you have like a wardrobe malfunction. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just a little bit pops out.
Sure. But I love, that's dangerous.
It's like side boob. Yeah, it's
yes,
like side boob.
Thank
it's like side.
You.
No,
people
side
don't.
Ball.
Not like people.
Yeah, side ball know. Is just side boob.
No. See, I agree.
Absolutely
side
not.
Side ball is like side boob.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no way side ball is like side boob.
Yeah, it is. As long as you don't see the line down the middle of the scrotum, that's like the nipple. No, that's the nipple part. So if you don't see the nipple, it's fine. If you don't see the line down the scrotum. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
It's okay. And it's like, people are always talking about like cleavage, you know, on the boob. It's like, let's talk about ball cleavage.
Ball cleavage. So these shorts really play into that because you can, and you know, if it pops out, it's like a total accident, right? Right? Like,
yeah.
Is it three inches? Is it an accident? Because it seems
I'm
like an inevitability.
Touching my nose here, yeah.
You are one of the most stylish, you know, out there. So I
men should be free.
This.
Don't body shame men. Men should be free to do what they want with their bodies. Don't body shame them. So what? So we can't dress the way we want? Like, just show off some sideball. Sideball for life.
And again, in case people forgot, side ball is just like side boob.
Side boob. Yeah.
Sue.
All right.
Come on, Sue.
Well, it's going to take me a minute to recover from that image in my head, but I'm going to concentrate on the rest of this recording. Yeah.
I want to know about the Show Your Roll Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Gi. And I have to assume that you do jiu-jitsu.
Because it's going to be really awkward.
So I started doing jiu-jitsu, and then I very quickly realized that this is actually this like subculture of Brazilian jiu-jitsu streetwear, if that makes sense. And so it's all these like brands that specialize in making Brazilian jiu-jitsu gis, which is the uniform. Well, no, I won't even say it's a uniform. It's just the training gear that you're supposed to wear.
Yeah, because and, you can't wear chubby shorts while doing jiu-jitsu.
Well, actually you can. So in America, the no-gi style of Brazilian jiu-jitsu is very popular among white guys. For some reason, they love the no-gi, like you're wearing like a rash guard and shorts and you're just wrestling with people, which is super cool. You know, I actually like watching that as a spectator. But me personally, I just like the ritual of like putting on a gi. And also the gi is kind of like a weapon. A lot of the submissions, you actually use the opponent's clothing against them to choke them out. Not to mention get grips and all that, like judo. Yeah. So the gi is like a training, it's part of the fighting. You actually use it to fight. So anyway, I found this all these really cool kind of streetwear jiu-jitsu brands. And Show Your Roll is the kind of like the go-to. It's like the supreme of jiu-jitsu geese. Yeah. Well,
now all Asian people listening are like, oh, got it. The supreme of. Because they were lost. I mean, tell you, they were lost.
So I waited in line for it.
That's right.
Yeah. No, you special do. You came and buy this. Drop. No, you came and buy it. For real. You can't buy it even if you wanted to. Yeah. Oh. If you, bazillion dollar properties, you know, producer, director, you wanted to get this, you couldn't get it.
Why?
It's supreme. It's exclusive. Wow. It's too exclusive. Supreme.
God, it makes supreme, makes me. I don't even do jiu-jitsu, and it makes me want it.
You want it, right?
So
you want
badly. It. Yeah. Just to ride around in LA. Actually,
honestly,
you know?
None of us on this podcast could get it. The only reason I can get it is because I kind of am friends with the owner. but if I wasn't friends with him, none of us could get it.
Wow.
It's ungettable, yeah. It goes like that. It's they drop it and then it goes. Yeah.
How many gis do you have?
I got like 10. Like 10 I give them away. Yeah, I'm giving. I try to give them away after I wear it for a while.
You're filthy with gis.
That's why he can't.
He can't take your free shit. He's got too many gis in his closet. He lives in New York, man.
I'm very lucky. They send me gis and I'll wear them and I'll train with them and then like. They'll have a new one, right? Which is cool. And so I'm like one in, one out. So when I get a new one, I'll try to give away the old one, you know.
I like that. How long have you been doing jiu-jitsu?
4 years. But
nice.
Yeah, 4 years. But yeah, the pandemic was a bit of a wash. But yeah, I would say 4 years.
Yeah, it really was. I'm just getting back on my kickboxing. It's was a long time taking a break, just watching TV.
If you meet anyone who does Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and you just want to like mess with them, you just go like, oh yeah, Show Your Roll. I love that brand. It's great. And then you'll be like, they'll be like, what? Show Your Roll? You know Show Your Roll? You know, it'll spark a conversation immediately.
Thank you so much.
In those circles.
Yeah. You know what?
Rise to the top.
Suchin knows I love some light small talk. I like to dip in deep and then get the fuck out. That's perfect. That's a hot tip. Hot tip for me. Suchin mentioned that you are a very fashionable man. You look like, you know, like a, you come across as sort of like a James Bond figure, you know, very tailored, very put together. Let's get into some men's beauty. Let's get into this Lay Right hair pomade.
It's just a hair pomade of choice. Nothing. Very, very, very gettable. It's not like Show Your Roll. This is like you go anywhere, get it. Very effective. It washes out like gel. Holds like gel, but dries like clay. I guess is the I don't know. It's pomade. I don't know if you guys know what pomade is.
Yeah,
it's like rich people's gel. I guess. It's like hair gel for rich people.
It is. It has like a softer touch. But, you know, I mean, I have to imagine you've been through many hair products to get the perfect, you know what I mean? Yes. Because that kind of stuff, when you're, when you find the thing, especially when it's about your hair, there's been a lot of research. So I want to hear how you got to this.
Yeah, I started out with like all 14-year-olds, I guess, with like hair gel. And then actually I started with mousse and then I moved into gel. And then we discovered clay and we were like, oh my God, clay? You can put clay? That sounds so fancy. And we start putting clay in our hair. And then we discovered wax and we're like, oh, wax is like a strong, because, you know, Asian guys' hair is pretty tough to manage. So you need something pretty strong. And then wax was like a stronger version of clay. And then we were using wax for a while, but then wax doesn't wash out easily. Yeah. And then one day someone just showed me pomade and I was like, oh, this sounds super fancy and let me just try this. And then I just got hooked and I started using pomade. Although there's different types of pomade. One time I used there's this like orange tin pomade with like black people on it. I'm not sure if you've seen this one.
Uh-uh.
That thing is like glue. That was like glue. So I was using that and it was like gluing. It was like super gluing my hair to my head.
Ooh, Murray's, it was, I think.
Murray's, yeah.
Yeah, and it was, that's a very popular. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very vintage kind of brand and product. But it was too strong. So Lay Right was like just perfect.
Perfect.
Like
it.
That's it's just right.
That's the hair journey. Yep. Also, I recently found out that I'm actually parting my hair on the wrong way.
What?
Like
how did?
Like
who told you?
Well, I've been parting my hair a certain way, and like I had three barbers in a row independently tell me that the grain of my head is actually going the other way, and I should be actually parting the other way. So I've been fucking up my head for like 7 years. Going the wrong way.
But changing the part of your hair, like I'll bump into walls. I've tried to do that and been like, I mean, how? It's not the craziest thing. I'll just flip it the other way. And suddenly I've lost all
equilibrium.
Spatial presence, equilibrium. Yeah, yeah. I'm like eating things I've never eaten before. I mean, it changes your personality.
Yeah.
Like you have to really kind of be like, all right, it's you're going to have to change some things to part your hair the other day.
It's a concerted effort. absolutely. Not to mention just the motion of it. It's already, you're like, it's like wiping your ass with the wrong hand. It's already, you're already like backwards. You're like throwing with your other hand. You know what I mean? Like, well, I'm left-handed, but I mean, it would be like if you're right-handed, you're throwing with your left hand,
I mean, but how does it feel now? How does it look now?
I don't know, because I did it for a bit and then it was fine. And then now my hair's too long, so I can't, I have to do it the way it was cut. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the other way, it just fucks it up too much. So anyway, I'm going to cut my hair soon and I'm going to try to change it the other way. But
you got to keep us updated. This is a huge transformation.
Yeah.
On the edge of our seats here at Add to Cart, right? See, this is the stuff we care about. We don't care about your career, your marriage. We don't care about your family. We want to know, how is the part affecting your daily life? So we'll get that update. Carters, there's an obsession I don't really talk about on the show. I mean, you know about my snack addictions, my search for the perfect sunscreen, but stumbling on really good pottery is my secret obsession. So I'm excited to introduce you to East Fork, founded by potters. East Fork celebrates the beauty of American-made ceramics. Each dish is durable, non-toxic, and dishwasher safe. They carry a full range of dinnerware from the mug that broke the internet, believe me, she's a beauty, to an everyday bowl, which you will end up using every day. To me, it's the heft of good ceramic bowls and mugs that just remind you to take stock of the simple things that bring you joy in life. Plus, as you know, in my house, we're so conscious of what things are made of. And to say this is non-toxic ceramic, lead-free, and gorgeous, well, you just have no idea how hard it is to check off all of those boxes on something you love. I am so excited. If you're ready to invest in your forever dishes, or you're looking for timeless, high quality, and thoughtfully made gifts as we head into wedding and summer celebration season, head to eastfork.com/addtocart to get 15% off your first order.
Time to talk underwear, party people.
I mean, it's our favorite subject, Suchin. It's like, when is it not time to talk about underwear? So we finally decided to see if the hype was worth it and ordered ourselves some Skims Fits Everybody underwear.
When we got this Skims package, did I feel like a 23-year-old influencer prancing off to Coachella with my Stanley Cup? Yes, yes, I did. I put my order in for the Fits Everybody full brief. Okay, there is no other for me, right? There's something about getting this color espresso, which I ordered. It's like a dark chocolate undie. What? It feels like I am wearing nothing. Negative fabric. Like I'm wearing science, Kulop. I texted it to you when I first put them on. It still feels like that.
I like a full, but I also got sort of a cheeky high-waisted. And I want to be honest about this fabric, which hugs and holds the body. Sue, I'm wearing some right now.
I can tell. There's a sparkle in your eye. The Fits Everybody collection is available in sizes XXS to 4X. You can shop now at skims.com, plus get free shipping on orders over $75.
After you place your order, be sure to let them know we sent you. Select podcasts in the survey and be sure to select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
As parents and aunties, you know we love giving gifts that encourage kids to get creative and explore. That's why we love KiwiCo the best. It's a monthly delivery service that brings an explosion of creativity and discovery right to your doorstep. Each box is filled with hands-on projects in science, technology, or art, and our family has loved every single one they've sent for our kids. Give the gift of discovery with KiwiCo. Get your first month free for any crate line at kiwico.com/add to cart. That's your first month free at kiwico.com/add to cart.
Okay, so what's this zero waste deodorant?
So this ties into the trying not to waste things and add to the crap that's floating around the Pacific Ocean. So trying to use like refillable products. In this case, I managed to find this refillable deodorant in Hawaii that works great. So the number one thing with deodorant is organic deodorant.
Yeah.
Is when they say it's organic or like zero waste, package free, it always fucking stains white. So You'll put it on and then you'll put on like a white t-shirt or white shirt, and then next thing you know, the whole shirt is ruined forever because you got like yellow stains that won't go away. And so a big thing with looking for deodorant for guys is finding stuff that doesn't stain white. The chemicals never stain white. It's always like when you're trying to do some organic shit. So this is the first, it almost feels homemade deodorant. I guess it is homemade because these two girls in Hawaii, I think they make it from scratch. They make it in bulk. And then you go to their shop, you scoop it out of their bulk jar, you put it into your jar, and then you bring it home. And then you smear it on. And it's kind of gross because you're smearing it on like you're smearing it like, I don't know, like a pap smear. You have to like smear it onto your armpit.
What a pap
smear. Yeah, okay, whatever. I don't even know. Okay, anyway.
What happened?
Ronnie!
Anyway, the point is you're smearing it. And then
like cream cheese on a bagel. You've got it under your armpits.
But then the benefits are that it, first of all, you got no packaging to deal with, so you're not contributing to waste. It's super effective. There's no chemicals in it. It's kind of, I can't remember what it's made of, but it's essentially chemical free. It's like everything they do. It has essential oils in it to give it a smell, and it's effective, man. Like it doesn't. I use it all day filming. Very effective. Yeah. So I highly recommend this.
I got to know your base.
This is a game changer.
I got to know your baseline, though. Okay. So, for example, Suchin, East Asian, generally doesn't smell. Cool up. Southeast Asian, strong, pungent, if I let it go, you know. Where do you fall?
I'm pretty smelly.
Okay.
So I need something that works. Yeah. I can't fuck around with deodorant. That's something which is like, I will use chemicals and I'll kill baby dolphins with plastic. That's how serious this deal is. So I'm saying this thing works, and yeah.
This is what we'll put this in the category of game changer, because I think when it comes to something like deodorant, which is such a personal choice, and like you said, people aren't going to mess around with body odor. Like, 100%. They will buy the recycled mascara, they will buy the recycled socks, but then they're going to go to, you know, Old Spice, and they're just going to use the thing that works. And so I'm just shocked that it's not only chemical free, the application is interesting, and that it's zero waste. So there's nothing here that says it should work. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Any of those things.
That's
and deodorant. Generally, like we, Kulop and Claire test a lot of deodorant.
Yeah.
I mean, and we certainly have never had anything zero waste.
Yeah, this deodorant, give it a try. I'm very picky with it. I've tried all the organic ones, all the zero waste, all the paper packaging deodorants. None of them work. They either don't stop the smell or they stain. This thing works. So I bought like a whole jar. Like last time I was in Hawaii, I was like, give me the biggest jar you have. And I brought it back to New York with me. I'm just slowly like scooping it out of this jar. And I'm smearing it into my armpits.
Yeah. And then does it dry? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Does it take a minute to dry? Like, do you have to like...
No. It it's hard to explain. I'm going to say it's pasty, which doesn't sound appealing, but it doesn't... It's quite solid when you put it on, and then it kind of like sets.
Absorbs into your skin.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I got to try it.
Wow.
I have to try it.
Give it a try. Keep it simple, Honolulu, I think is the website.
We'll share it.
And not that anybody cares, but the shop is run by like two surfer Hawaii girls who are doing like zero packaging, like bulk refill shop in Honolulu, Hawaii. It's really cool. It's a cool little place.
No, people care. I care about that stuff.
Yeah. Well, if it works.
If it works, you're right.
For sure people care. Yeah, this is going to be a big one for us. Okay, fantastic.
Okay, so I am, because you did mention that you live an EDC lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious, like, what in that regard, like, what is a game changer for you? You know, as you're walking around New York,
on set, traveling,
you know?
Yeah, so game changer for me was a combination of field notes, the notebook, that small little notebook, and a space pen. So this space pen, you can kind of carry around with you everywhere. It's super reliable. It's a bullet size, so you can, it's the size of a finger, and then you can open it up and it kind of doubles in size. So it's very portable and easy to write with. And it's just, again, super reliable. They freaking used it to go to the moon. You can use it when you're in your goddamn, you know, when you're on the plane, it's gonna work for you, you know? And, again, the small notebook just lets you kind of write down any ideas you have. And really, like, not to exaggerate the importance, but the, like, our jobs are ideas, you know?
Yeah.
We make money from ideas. Like, whatever, maybe it's not a ton of money, but we still make money from ideas. So it's important to kind of have tools that let us kind of capture that. And because it's like printing money right there. If you can write down a good idea, if you can capture a good idea and execute on it, that's kind of what our jobs are. So having the tools to kind of capture that. And over the last couple of years, I've kind of gone back to pen and paper. I think it's been way more productive for me in every sense, creatively, memory-wise, riffing, everything.
Yep.
And I'm like the biggest tech guy, you know what I mean? Like I'm like the opposite of a Luddite. And even I'm like, we have to, writing on the phone. Yeah, writing on the phone just wasn't doing it for me. I didn't realize until I started going back to pen and paper, and it just was so much more effective. So everyday carry, space pen, Fisher space pen, and field notes. Just the right size to put in a guy's back pocket.
Nice. I understand you've got an upcoming special. Please tell us about it.
Yeah, it's called Ronnie Chang Speakeasy. It's on Netflix. It's my second Netflix comedy special. It's just under an hour long. I filmed it in New York City. We tried to do something pretty special with it visually. So we shot it in a Chinatown restaurant in the round. So hopefully, I hope people like it as much as the first one. On three, I want you to shout out which race you think is the worst. One, worst race. Two. And I think it's out. I think it's out now as we're talking. So,
oh, that's exciting.
Thanks for advertising it.
This and the deodorant. They're gonna just see spikes in sales. Like these girls in Honolulu have no idea.
Oh yeah, this
what's gonna hit?
Add to cart bump.
I'm trying to put product placement in Netflix specials. Actually, I've been discussing it with them, and apparently the technology exists, but it's something about it is too complicated to like implement.
Wow.
But wouldn't it be cool if you could just buy shit as I talk about it in the special? Yeah. Very dystopian.
Yes, yes. Very much. I mean, maybe you and the surfer girls could collab on this, like, you know, deodorant. I don't know. Maybe there's something there, man.
Yeah, I'd love to have like a scent named after me, right? That would be cool. Deodorant scent.
Yeah.
You just like smear it on your pits.
Smear, the pap,
you're like,
on my pats.
No, it's not a pap smear, Ronnie. That's not what.
If you're smearing it on your paps, then it's by definition a pap smear.
But we don't call our armpits paps.
Yeah, but if we did.
Okay. Okay. Yeah,
maybe I call my armpits paps. Maybe that's my nickname for it.
Ronnie.
My paps.
Ronnie.
As two women, we're going to go ahead and give you some really good feedback on that. We're going to keep that right here on this pod.
You ever have sweaty paps? We'll put some deodorant on them. You don't want stains on your paps.
I mean, if it catches on.
He's road testing it. He's trying to see if he can turn us.
Yeah, maybe paps is Malay for armpits. You don't know. Do you speak Malay?
Well,
does anybody here speak Malay?
Ronnie, I have a question to ask you. In Malay, is it called paps?
Maybe it is, yeah.
Wow, you would know. What do you mean maybe?
I'm getting a glimpse of what it's like to be in an intimate relationship with Ronnie and get into an argument about, you know, let's say, I don't know, what you want to have for dinner. I see he's going to hold on. He's going to be... You know, strong and wrong, we like to call it here, you know, and we appreciate that.
Ronnie, thank you so much for being on the show. You're Ronnie Chang on everything, right? On Twitter, on Instagram.
Yeah, but don't worry about following me. I'm okay. I'm okay. Don't worry about following me. I'm fine. Yeah, go carry on with your lives.
Oh, Ronnie, thank you so much for getting me a shoyu roki and offering that as a beginning of our friendship. I really appreciate you.
No, it's very hard to get.
Yep. And so I will appreciate it. And I'll take the one that you wore. That's fine.
Do you know what's weird? I just Googled pap and...
He's going.
According to a dictionary, paps is a woman's breast or nipple.
What?
What?
No.
Yeah. That's what the dictionary says. Yeah. Paps is a woman's breast or nipple.
I mean, no.
What? So I guess we're both wrong in a weird way.
No.
Oh my God, he's right.
What?
He's
a paps, right. A pap smear.
Now, listen, no. Now it's an archaic dialect. You failed to see that line there. So perhaps in 1642.
Ye old English.
Ye old English, they were calling it. Can I get a peek of your paps, m'lady? But here in 2022, New York and L.A., it's just, Ronnie, I'm sorry. You know, we got to protect you. We got your two Asian aunties are telling you, do not go out on the streets and start calling your pits paps.
It's a slang term for breasts used by Jesus Christ. No, for real. In the Urban Dictionary.
Are you going to write that in the field notes?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. What?
Did his disciples, like, tweet that? That's so crazy. That's, like,
apparently
wrong.
Apparently, it's found in the Gospels. Yeah. Jesus. Well, hey, you want to go against Jesus? Then be my guest, Sue. But
exactly.
Jesus said,
you see
Jesus
how this
said paps means breast, so.
Yeah, this is it. I see it. Yeah. I appreciate it.
So smear this from your paps to your paps, guys. You heard it here from Ronnie Chang.
For pap to pap.
Thanks, you, Ronnie.
All right, well, that is it for our episode. Wow, so many learnings in this episode. Mm-hmm. See everything Ronnie added to cart at Descartes Pod. Check out our list of links to purchase in our link tree. All the information is there. There it is.
Yeah, I mean, look, I learned today that money is the best gift, but money can't get you everything, including a show you roll key.
It can't. There are some things that are actually more valuable than money.
It turns out. So if you have a hookup, because I don't actually think Ronnie's going to get me a show you real key.
No, he's definitely not.
If you could leave us a voicemail with your hookup at 833-453-6662. I mean, I guess that's what I need now. That's all I need now.
Yeah, just the outfit. You're not the actual practice.
Jiu-jitsu?
Just the outfit.
But here's the thing. I get the gear. I'll probably start doing it.
That's right. That's my coup. All right. We'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Add to Cart is a production of Lemonada Media. Our producer is Claire Jones. Our mix is by Ivan Kurev and Veronica Rodriguez.
The music is by Wasabi and produced by LA Made It and Oh So Familiar, with additional music by APM Music. Executive producers are Kulap Vlysak, Sujin Pak, Jessica Cordova Kramer, and Stephanie Whittles Wax.
Be sure to check out all the items we mentioned today on our Instagram at AddToCartPod. Also, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe to this show wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you ever get hit with a cringy memory of your 13-year-old self out of nowhere, and suddenly you're panic sweating and laughing at the same time? Don't worry. We all get that. It's because being an adolescent is one of the most visceral shared experiences we have as people, and we want to talk about it. Join me, Penn Badgley, and my two friends, Nava and Sophie, on Podcrushed as we interview celebrity guests about the joys and horrors of being a teenager and how those moments made them who they are today. New episodes of Podcrushed are out on April 24th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Join us on Archetypes, a dynamic podcast hosted by Megan, the Duchess of Sussex, as she digs into the labels that try to hold women back. In each intimate and candid conversation, Megan is joined by guests like Serena Williams, Mariah Carey, Paris Hilton, Issa Rae, and Trevor Noah as they delve into the roots of countless common descriptors of women, like diva, crazy, dumb blonde, and the B word, and redefine and reclaim each identity along the way. The complete season of Archetypes is out now wherever you get your podcasts.